Afternoon. So the theme of the week for our guys on special teams has been finishing strong. We need to finish strong. We need to play to our capabilities. We need to kick to our capabilities, punt to our capabilities, et cetera. And, you know, that's the challenge going forward against a team that we've already played who knows us pretty well. You know, we got to have a good plan, continue to work the plan, work on the techniques, fundamentals, finish strong, and put some good tape out there so we feel good about ourselves going into the offseason.
Is it any more difficult to keep guys engaged now that the playoffs aren't?
You know, I think for the true professional, you know, the true pros, and some of these young guys have to figure out how to become a true pro, and I think a lot of them have as the season has worn on. For those guys, I don't think so, because they know the importance of playing well. They know that next week we're going to have evaluations on all the guys. We write reports on all the guys. And, you know, I think the ones that are smart enough to understand, and which most of them are, if not all, they realize that, you know, this is their job, and they have a job to do on Sunday, and finishing strong is part of that job. So that's been part of my message this week as well.
Has that been conveyed, the part about, hey, we're evaluating?
Well, as I tell them a lot, I tell them in the spring, I tell them at training camp, and then towards the end of the year, this week, you know, everybody evaluates them. All 32 teams, including the Minnesota Vikings, are evaluating everybody on our roster. And whether you're a rookie, second, third, fourth year free agent, older veteran, doesn't matter. I think, you know, you're being evaluated by everybody, and you've got the name on the back of your jersey that you have to play for pride, and the name on the front of your jersey, play for your teammates. And I think when that message is conveyed and the guys truly believe that, and I think most, if not all, do, we have a chance to go out there and play well on Sunday.
Like, has Kai Forbath kind of been consistent enough for you to want to consider him being your long-term?
Yeah, I think, you know, Kai's done some really good things. You know, kickoffs overall, he's done a pretty good job. He's had a couple, two or three that we'd like back. You know, obviously the two missed PATs are inexcusable. It's been unbelievable this year. But one was blocked, and, you know, I think the guy to this day, I see he was offsides. But that being said, I think, you know, being 14-14 and doing a good enough job on kickoff, I think he's got to be somebody that we consider. But, again, that's part of the evaluation process that we'll sit down next week with, you know, the head coach, general manager, our personnel people, our scouts, and figure out what the next step is at all our positions, to be quite honest.
How about Locke? I mean, it seems like, you know, he was having a very good year, but a little more inconsistency in the last month.
Yeah, you know, he's done some really good things. He's had some phenomenal games and phenomenal punts. But as you've seen, as well as we've seen, that, you know, he's got to be more consistent. That's kind of been his theme since we've gotten him. We knew the talent's always been there, and he's worked extremely hard at his trade and the things that he was lacking in terms of the drop and the consistency with his drop. A lot of it was fixed, and in the last I want to say two or three weeks of the last 4 weeks, he's not punted up to those capabilities. So he's got to finish strong as well to help his cause and to help us win on Sunday.
Has it been the drop?
Yeah, it's been mainly his drop. And it wasn't even windy on Saturday in Green Bay, and he was still struggling a little bit with that. But, you know, when he's got a great leg swing, and he's got a lot of power. And when he figures it out on a consistent basis, he'll be a very good punter in this league, and we're hoping, again, he's still young, fourth year, hopefully he can keep working and keep getting better.
Has Adam Thielen been working on special teams just as much as he had?
He's in meetings, absolutely, because he's so much involved in the offense. We've taken him off most, if not all. You know, he was still, I believe, on a punt return last week. We sprinkle him in here and there. He knows he's in every meeting, so he knows all the spots. And you know, if we get in a bind on Sunday for a substitution, then he'll be able to jump in there and do what we need him to do, because he'll know the game plan and he knows our techniques. And he's still a very good football player. We just can't, you know, put him out there as much because he is so valuable to our offense.
You guy, you have to tell that too, or does he?
Oh, he wants to be involved. I tease him all the time. I tease guys like him that he's a former core special teams player, so I mess with him a little bit about that. But I'm real proud of how well he's played on offense and how he's contributed to our football team, both on special teams and offensively. And some guys on defense are the same way. You know, I'd like to joke around with those guys, but I got a good relationship with, you know, most of the, if not all these guys, and that's kind of my sick or warped humor that I like to throw in there. But it's fun because I'd like to see the success that they have both on special teams, obviously, and offensively and defensively, whatever they can do to help our team.
Mike, you work with so many of these guys with special teams. What have you noticed about, you know, their mood and that, with how well the season started and what's come kind of crazy?
I think the whole organization has kind of had that same type of mood where, you know, we had the five victories early. I think we struggled after the bye, a loss to the next four, and you can tell guys were pressing a little bit. And I think the one good thing that Coach Zimmer's done and that the coaching staff has done, the leaders in the locker room have done, is try to keep an upbeat attitude as best as possible. We've had some tough things happen. We've had injuries, but a lot of teams have injuries. We've had some tough close losses, but a lot of teams have those. We just got to persevere and keep fighting, and that's the only thing we all know how to do, is just to wake up in the morning and let's keep getting better and keep fighting and try to get the last game as a win and go all into the off season with a good taste in your mouth.
Tensions, anything that you have seen between
players? I don't know. I don't think so. I think sometimes when you go through adversity, you actually become closer. I mean, sometimes the tensions occur when you win, you know, five or six in a row and you lose one or two and you start pointing fingers. I haven't seen any of that. I think it's been, you know, you win as a team, you lose as a team. You know, some days we play great on special teams and win. Other days we play not as good and we win, and vice versa. You know, we play great and lose, or play poorly and lose. So I think at the end of the day, if everybody just is concerned themselves with their job and playing at a high level, and I think our guys have done a great job with that, and they fought through a lot of adversity this year, and I'm real proud of our locker room and our coaching staff, and I know Coach Zim preaches the same thing about, you know, persevering and being a tough guy and fighting through the adversity.
And Mark, Errol, I mean, he's, you know, been your kick returner for 4 years. Has he gotten better, or has he stayed steady?
Oh, I think Cordero's gotten better. I think the one thing that he's gotten better at is he's seeing his vision's better. He's seeing the holes a little better, the seams a little better. Every now and then he'll cut it back before I'd like him to, but he's always trying to make a play, and I think his first year he was phenomenal. He just didn't know any better. His second year I think he was pressing and thinking too much, and then I think he turned the corner last year, and I think he continues to improve. There's no doubt in my mind he's better than he was when he got here.
How unusual is it for a guy to be your kick returner 4 years in a row? I mean, there are the Devin Hesters that do it long term, but is that unusual to be, you know?
Well, I mean, I think it is unusual to do it at such a high level. Yeah, I think if we finish strong here, he'll lead the league 3 out of the 4 years he's been here, and I think that's pretty hard to do. I don't know if it's been done before. But, you know, I'm real proud of his progress. I'm real proud of the guys that are around him. And the thing that Cordell gives to the guys that are blocking for him, and I've said this before, is that they give him a firm belief that we have a chance to score every time he touches the ball. And then Cordell, because our guys believe that and they block so well for him, he thinks he can score every time he touches the ball. And that's kind of our mentality. That's why we bring him out from 5-6 yards deep. Sometimes we get tackled at the 15. Other times he breaks a big one. So I think, you know, he's gotten better because he's very coachable. He's a smart football player. He understands the returns better. He studies a little bit more now than he did when he was a young guy. So I think he's improved. We good? Thank you, guys. Happy New Year. Appreciate it.